Hi, I'm Patricia Stallworth, the author of Minding Your Money, with today's Money Minute. Today on The Minute, retirement myth number one. I had a long conversation with an old friend this weekend, and he really had some odd notions, and I think it's partly because he is still stuck in the past. The conversation turned to retirement, and he said, "I know I'm going to be okay in retirement because I'm actively saving and I only am investing in the latest and the greatest ETFs, and if all else fails, I know I can work in retirement, at least part-time, and that will make up for any shortfalls." Well, as I listened to the conversation, I found that I could poke holes in at least five of the things that he was saying about his retirement, and so I call those five things my five retirement myths. So let's uncover some of them. First, he doesn't really have a retirement plan, so even though he's saving each month, he doesn't know if he's saving enough because he doesn't know how much money he really needs. There are lots of retirement calculators online, like the one on Vanguard.com, but he had not even used one of those, so he is totally in the dark. So how can we shoot this myth down? Well, if retiring and staying retired is really important, the first step is to get a plan, one that focuses specifically on his situation and takes his lifestyle into account. Once you do that, you should have a really good idea if you're going to be okay in retirement, or if you need to adjust your savings and or your retirement lifestyle. That would be a good first step to take. And that's the minute for today. Tune in tomorrow when we uncover another retirement myth. You know, I love helping people with all aspects of their financial lives. If you have a question, send it to me at info@mindingyourmoneyminute.com or go to my website at psworth.com and sign up for a free discovery session and let's talk. Thanks for listening. And as always, remember, minding your money really is the path to a richer life. I'm Patricia Stallworth for the Minding Your Money Minute. For more information, visit MindingYourMoneyMinute.com.